City. Woo-wee. 2 weeks in a row, we're back in City of Heroes on the Everlasting Server. It is I, Pogo Man, your host, formerly of the Virtue Server, formerly hosting this show on Paragon Chat. And once again, baby, we are back in Homecoming, City of Heroes. With me is my co-host. He's mad. He's a Viking. He is Mad Viking.
And how are we all doing tonight?
Hello, you okay?
Can you hear me?
Okay, I don't know. Yes, I can hear you. I don't know. You can sound like you got some technical difficulties in your end, sir.
Okay? Not again.
What happened? No, I hear you. I hear you. Ooh,
all right.
All that? You okay?
Yeah, I was just trying to adjust the headset.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're having headset issues here with Mad Viking. Yes, okay, well, hold on. And this is a special Thursday night edition of Paragon Radio. Not to be confused with Radio Paragon, which became MMO Radio and then became defunct radio.
Yes.
This is formerly...
Yes, Radio Paragon is no more. In fact,
right.
We are trying to get some of the DJs on for Dawn Radio, so...
Oh, very good, yes. And this is formerly Safe COH Radio, and now we're Paragon Radio. Because why? Because we were on Paragon Chat for 6.5 years. That was my reasoning. And why? And we're broadcasting in Paragon City. See the connection? And actually, the station is Paragon Radio News or Paragon News Radio. I forget. It's one of the two. Paragon is in there somewhere, so it just makes sense to call
either way,
Paragon.
It was still
Radio.
Better than the other. Either way, it was still better than the other name we had was given.
We had some Japanese investors. Yes. Go ahead.
The Pogo Pogo Super Duper Happy Fun Time Radio Program.
No, I was not. Yes. And then filed 20 minutes of, hurro! Thank you. Hurro! Thank you. A lot of bowing and hurros and thank yous and hellos and thank yous and just a lot of that. And, you know, it was great for New Japan Pro Wrestling, but, you know, when we had them on. But, you know, other than that, it was just, hello, thank you, hello, thank you, hello, thank you.
We didn't even get a box of rice to sponsor.
I would wake up in the middle of the night answering my phone. Hello, thank you. I said, no, this won't work. No, forget it. Forget it. Can't do it.
Besides, if rain comes on, we would have had the bouncy action. Would have counted.
That's true. That's true. And I think a couple of the female members of the super group wanted the name change. They would have liked it. Just for various, you know, anime reasons, but.
but we do not have any stretching tentacles, unlike one of the spiritual successors.
Yes, we have no hentai. We're not fans of hentai. No tentacles, no stretching tentacle. For people who are not fans of this, who are not longtime fans of the show, you missed out on all that fun a couple of years ago when one of the successor games announced. We had fun with that one night when one of the successor games in one night announced that two power sets were going to be one tentacles, two stretching powers. And we ad-libbed right away and said, holy mackerel. I said, every hentai fan in the world has just ran to sign up for this game. And it's just, yeah.
Mind you, after we made that announcement known, we had a hell of a time trying to find out any more updates for that game.
Oh, wait a minute. I remember now. Hold on. It was Valiant. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And ever since then, it's been hard to find anything out about them. They've gone quiet. It's like this game went stealth mode. It was Valiant. You know, it just went really cold. I don't know what happened. You know, I found their link, but even now it was just hard to find any updates for them.
Yep.
So I left that up to you. But I made an announcement last week at the end of the show that this week's episode would be tonight, and we'd have a very special theme. Spoiler radio. Because, you know, usually we talk about a movie, and it just came out, and we say, oh, no, we can't talk about that. The movie just came out. We can't talk about that. That's not fair to the fans who haven't seen it yet. And then somebody said to me, well, when's a good time to talk about it? How long do we have to wait? And I said, you know what? You're right. And I said, you know what? Next Thursday night. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's spoiler radio, not spoiler free. It is spoiler radio night. If you want to talk about, or you want us to talk about the ending of Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, Aquaman, any of the MCU movies, any of the DC movies, any of the superhero movies. I forgot I haven't seen yet? The new season of Punisher. I haven't seen that. I know, I forgot to watch it. I haven't seen that. If it's something I've seen, we could just discuss the ending. If it's something I haven't seen, I can't discuss the ending, too. Let's keep it in the realm of superheroes and movies or whatnot. Guests can call in tonight at 714-583-6908. And we could discuss, you know, those movies. Because I'm sure a lot of people want to talk about Avengers Endgame because, oh, it was just full of awesome. And so was Captain Marvel. Those two movies just had so much awesome goodness in them. That was that. But we do have a bunch of updates. I guess we could start with our own game right here, City of Heroes. And there was an event. Memorial Day had a costume contest, a big costume contest. See, that was the day I just came back. And I was like, oh, look, a big costume contest. Too bad I can't enter because I just came back. So, you know, but right here, Game Master GMS posted the results. So we had the results of this huge and awesome costume contest. So here we go. This is what she posted on May 29th. Obviously, yeah, I think that was the day. That was the Monday of it. Because technically this year, for some reason, Memorial Day was on a Friday, the 26th. I remember talking to my family. Oh, I thought that was really weird. But anyway, this is what she says. Hey, everyone. First off, I want to say thank you to everyone that showed up on Memorial Day to hang out with us in Caliste Wharf. We had a great time, and you guys made your servers proud, showing up looking fresh and taking down some serious bad guys. I didn't know there were bad guys because I was all over Caliste Wharf. I didn't see any bad guys anywhere. I'd like to announce the winners for each server, as well as our overall costume contest winner. Okay, now I'm just trying to look over the list. Okay, so each server had a winner, and then there was an overall winner. So, the winner for the Excelsior server was Cosmic Light. The winner for the Indomitable server was Senatorial Supreme. The winner for the Reunion server, Last Man. And the winner for our own server, the Everlasting server, Superium. But, the grand prize winner, the supreme winner, was from the Torchbearer server, our overall Memorial Day homecoming costume contest winner. His name, two words, Hazard Matt. Oh, okay, and there are links to the other pictures. Good, I didn't see that.
There you go.
There we go. I'm looking over now. Cosmic Light looks very cool. Ah, Superium looks exactly kind of what I thought he looked like a superhero type. Last Man kind of looks cool.
And right now I'm getting myself onto Champions, and we'll be heading to WCOC.
Okay. Wow.
Yes, because
there were a lot. I'm looking at the pictures here. I don't even know if this is. Oh, I see what happened. Luska Tentacles showed up. Okay, let's get to, there was a fountain there. I know where this was. Yeah, there's a giant fountain and okay, they summon giant monsters. Okay.
Ah.
And a invasion. Okay. There were some very cool pictures. There were some very cool runners up. Wow.
I was about to say, City of Heroes does not have stretching tentacles.
No, it was Luska tentacles. Oh, wow. There was a version of Apocalypse. There was a version of Apocalypse. But... All right. So, you know what? I'm going to post this for those people. Yeah, usually, hang on. I'm going to post this in broadcast here. There, it's in broadcast in Everlasting server. If you guys want to click on that link, you can check out the pictures from the costume contest from Memorial Day. And I'm going to post this in our chat room. And I'm also going to post this if you guys get the chance. Head over to Facebook, look at Paragon Radio, hit the like button, and you keep up to date on all the happenings with Paragon Radio. This Paragon Radio, the current Paragon Radio, the only Paragon Radio, actually. Okay, let me see. Okay, and if you runner up and didn't get your prize, don't worry, you will get them, we promise. And congratulations, I'm going to say it on air. Please congratulations to all the winners. Okay, and there is a Discord channel. That's why, okay. So I am also going to post the link to the forum on our Facebook page. Because there's a Discord channel you have to pay attention to. See? I'm not going to post that on the Everlast. I'm not going to post that in broadcast. You have to head over to our Facebook page for that one. And our chat room. And if you head over there, because there's a Discord channel, and the link is provided in that forum page. Okay? See what I did there? I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to post everything for free. You're not getting any freebies from us. Because let me tell you, right before the show started, Atlas Park was full of heroes. The second the show started, boom, the place emptied out today.
People are listening because they heard me talk about Dawn Radio, and they were wondering if anyone from KPOW Justice Radio was on our station.
Okay.
Our DJ Jester was.
Okay.
So
very
Nat
cool.
is listening.
Very
Thank
cool.
you, Nat.
Very cool. Thank you very much. Okay. So now, I want to bring this up, because I'm not sure a lot of people heard do this one. This is from the Homecoming team themselves. They posted this on May 26th. This is Topic the Future. It's an open letter from the Homecoming team, okay? It says here, "Hello, heroes and villains. It's been just over a month since our first Shard Torchbearer went online, and we wanted to take this opportunity to discuss a couple of frequently discussed topics and lay out our plans for the future. Firstly, I'd like to open by presenting our mission statement." Okay. "The Homecoming team is a group of individuals from across the City of Heroes community dedicated to creating a friendly, stable, and long-term version of the game for everyone to enjoy. The key is in the name. We want this to feel like the home we all lost, and we want everybody to feel welcome. To break that down, our prime directive is to keep the servers online and available to everyone. Every single decision we've made has been in support of that goal. With that said, I'd now like to rewind a little bit to some controversial events that have taken place over the last few weeks. I wonder what he could be talking about. Well, the biggest concern that's been directed toward us is our seeming unwillingness to assist other groups in setting up their own servers. This assertion in and of itself isn't quite fair. We have, in fact, been helping other groups with advice and support. However, we have not directly been sharing any code that's based off of the original City of Heroes source code. The reason for that is pretty simple. The only legal action NCSoft has taken in relation to City of Heroes Return is a DMCA claim against the original upload of the I-25 binaries, which, for the record, did not come from us. Okay, what does DMCA mean? Anyone? Okay, we'll move on. If anybody has it, just send me a private thing this way. I'm going to know. I'm sorry. I didn't read this letter ahead of time. They haven't touched any of the servers. The conclusion we've drawn from this is that, at least for the moment, NCSoft do not mind the servers being up, but they do mind code and other files being shared. And if we now refer back to our prime directive, sharing code could have put us and the homecoming servers in the legal firing line. Obviously, we did not want this to happen, and so we opted to not directly share any code based off the original source, and instead just provide advice. As an aside, we have actually released a tool used to monitor server stats under the MIT license. We felt safe doing so because it's built entirely with original code and does not use any of NCSoft's intellectual property. The source can be found here. It's underlined. You click on that link there. And it is fully compatible with both I-24 and I-25 servers. For example, please see our status page here, underlined. You got to click on it. And victory status page here. Again, click on that link. Next, I'd like to talk about progression, XP boosters, and the AE nerfs to catch everyone up. In I-25, incarnate components can be acquired by earning veteran levels, levels beyond 50, which do not actually increase the strength of your character. They just provide badges and incarnate components, and incarnate XP can be earned from any content. However, normal incarnate content will also provide the standard incarnate rewards. On the homecoming servers, you are able to select an XP rate between 100 and 200%. However, increasing it above 100% will reduce your influence gain to the same degree. 200 XP equals 0% influence. Oh, okay. On the homecoming servers, XP rewards for non-dev choice architect missions is reduced by 50% for further context. This is similar to the reduction that was present on live, but by making use of the XP boosters mentioned above, you can in fact get a higher XP rate than was present on live. Another aside before I continue, the AE nerf was originally to reduce the strain on the server, as many AE farm maps use mechanics which were incredibly server intensive, but we have decided to keep the nerf after we saw the other positive effects it produced. The concerns we've seen about progression seem to be focused in two key areas. Progression is too easy. Nobody will run incarnate content. Two, stop nerfing AE. Let us play the way we want to play. Okay, I'll cover both these concerns together with a simple answer. The above changes are actually intended to allow everyone to play the content they enjoy and still progress at the rate of their choosing. Take AE farms, for example. Our goal was to ensure AE farms were roughly as valuable as they were on live, as well as ensuring that those who simply wanted to level quickly were not forced to rely on them. Using the boosters, you can now participate in a wide variety of content and still level up quickly. We think this has actually been very successful. We still see a small subset of players engaging in AE farms, and those players still enjoy it and find it rewarding, but it is nowhere near as dominant as it was before the adjustment. The way the incarnate system works follows the same thinking. We don't want people to be forced to grind through only incarnate content to unlock those specific rewards. We want players to be able to play the game in the way they chose. Overall, the feedback we've received regarding these changes has been overwhelmingly positive, and we intend to continue making adjustments to support this philosophy as the player base and economy matures. Now, let's talk about the future. Firstly, we'd just like to say how appreciative we are of the hundreds of messages of support we've received, and we'd also like to apologize that we've not been able to respond to all of them. One key question that's been asked in many of these messages is what you could do to support Homecoming. The most immediate thing people ask about is donations. For the foreseeable future, we're going to be sticking to the model we established last month, opening donations for a short window at the beginning of each month in order to cover the cost for that month only. Earlier this month, we opened up for our first donation window and asked for a total of $6,313.86, which you guys raised in, ready for this, 19 minutes, which quite frankly was incredible. We were incredibly taken aback by your generosity. Ladies and gentlemen, after tonight's show, we are going to open the windows for Paragon Radio donations of $5,000. We'd like to see how fast we... I'm kidding. Can you imagine that? Okay, we know PayPal isn't ideal, but for the next couple of months, we will be sticking to this method in the future. We hope to move to something more sustainable, such as Patreon. Patreon? I don't know how you say that. Patreon. I think it's... But for the moment, we need the ability to cut donations off once we've got what we need. And PayPal allows us to do that. The next thing many of you have offered is skills and expertise. Again, we'd like to apologize that we've not been able to properly respond to each and every one of you about this, but we hope the following information will suffice. For those of you interested in being game masters and or moderators, we tend to recruit our GMs from those we see being helpful and friendly on our Discord server and in-game. So that's the best place to start if this is something you're interested in. For those of you interested in helping with the website, please go ahead and post in this thread. We are now starting to look at options for expanding the website and hopefully moving to new form software. So we'd love to hear what you guys have in mind. For those of you interested in helping with future development of the game, this is where it gets a bit more tricky. As mentioned above, we aren't able to conduct open source development until we feel we would not be putting the servers in jeopardy by doing so. We are eagerly awaiting the day where we can open up development to everyone who is interested. In the meantime, there's two things you could do to get ready for this. Firstly, post in this thread if you're a programmer, or this thread if you're an artist. Secondly, start becoming familiar with OroDev's Score I-25 branch. It's close enough to ours that anything you create should be compatible without too much additional work. Which brings us on to the next topic, future development. We firmly believe that I-25, and by extension I-26, is the future of the game. The changes in content that have been added thus far line up with our mission to ensure the game feels like home, and for that reason, we intend to continue down that path. There are rumors flying around that I-25 is a quote-unquote dead end, and that it cannot be developed further, or that it's more unstable than I-24. And neither of those things could be further from the truth. I-25 has, in fact, had years of fixes, as well as a range of new content put into it from a very dedicated group of fans. Two examples. Have you tried running the Imperius Task Force recently? Do you remember how laggy the Valley of Death was before the game shut down? Oh my God, do I remember that. I was so scared of that thing, just from the lag. It was a slideshow of death. It was worse than a hammy raid. Well, not anymore. Oh, Mr. Mad Viking, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
There's a brand new trial. It's called Market Crash. It's available in Khaleesi Wharf. Head on over to Aid Willington near Wentworth's with a team of level 40-plus heroes or villains to give it a shot. Aren't you level 41?
41, yes.
Well, you're level 40 plus. You should give this a try tomorrow.
Well, once I take care of it.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's something else cooler for everybody. There's a very minor bonus mention. You can now change your costume every 15 seconds instead of every 30 seconds. Where's Rain to hear this? She should be doing backflips. Oh, my God.
I told her the show's tonight. She's aware of it.
Hello. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Ah.
Yes.
That's
short bus. Ah, short
yep,
bus.
Yep, short bus.
I've been listening for, like, some time now and stuff. Yeah, it's DJ Short Bus.
I know, I'm reading this. Did you hear the news? You could change your costume every 15 seconds. Now it's at 30 seconds.
Well,
and over here we can do it every 10 seconds. But anyways, by over here...
I'm not talking. Some champions news.
I'm still not done with this.
Oh.
Jeez. And there's more to come. I was checking to see if that was Rain. Okay, great. And there's more to come.
Did you go over the Champions Online patch notes?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, guys, give me 2 minutes here. And there's more to come.
Okay.
With two things on the immediate horizon. First up, a hotly requested quality of life feature. Numeric power cooldowns. This is something we've been testing internally for a couple of days now, and we're hoping to make it public soon. But in the meantime, here's a sneak peek. So they're showing your toolbars, your power bars, and each one has a number over it, a countdown clock on each of your powers. Well, it's about freaking time. I've won that since way back when. Okay, there was a 7-year layoff between then and now, but still. All right. The first version of this feature will be coming in the next patch. Initially, it will be available by typing in quotations / cooldown _ indicator 0/1/2/3 end of quotations. 1 puts the number at the bottom, 2 at the top, 3 in the center, and 0 disables the feature. Okay, so it's cooldown _ indicator, and then 0, 1, 2, or 3 is where you want to put it. Okay, I got it. Once we've gathered enough feedback, it'll be added to the options menu. Secondly, we've been hard at work rewriting our database architecture for efficiency and performance. The most visible effect of this is to reduce the amount of time you spend waiting for character select to load. In order to test this, we will soon be opening up a temporary shard. This will appear in Tequila as Homecoming Beta. It's there and will require a new patch. We'll be using a complete copy of the existing Homecoming account database. So if you wish to partake, please ensure you create your account ASAP. Once the copy is made, new accounts will not be able to participate in this patch. To begin with, the shard will contain a copy of all characters from one of the existing shards. Which one exactly is TBD? To be determined, by the way. Everyone will have access to the / level up XP command, and will also be making everything in the auction house free in order for you to quickly create new characters and give the new platform a thorough test. Please note, characters on the beta shard will be wiped after a couple of days. Do not become attached to anything here, or you will be very disappointed when it's gone. Yeah, so in closing, we'd like to thank all of you, our players, for the faith you've placed in us. We want exactly what you want, to bring City of Heroes back to life and to ensure it stays that way. The future is bright, and we're very much looking forward to sharing it all with you. Thank you, the Homecoming team. Last edited May 26, 2019 by GM Jimmy. And now, take it away, DJ Shortbus.
What am I taking what away?
I have the notes. I have the release notes already for Champions.
I'm going to open the release notes on my show, which you can listen to on Dawn Radio on Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and I'll be definitely going over the patch notes there.
Mm-hmm.
But you do your thing. I'm here for the spoilers.
I have Champions Online updates as well. I have for the other game we play. So, unless you have that, Mad Viking.
Well, let's see. I have the release notes that came out for today. High Noon event will be running for the next 2 weeks. That's in the desert as you fight.
Hold on. It's High Noon in Snake Gulch. Yeehaw! Come on.
Go ahead. Okay.
In which they added heavy cannon, cowboy boots, and Spurs costumes to the event store.
Wee doggy.
The mission, they added daily mission for... They added a daily mission for... They added a daily mission for Andrith Ruins to Lieutenant Morgan.
Okay.
Mm. For those of you who don't know, Andrith Ruins is the Vicoran the Blind mission.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, so you have a daily mission.
Now you can get like an extra, you know, 5 or 10 silver or whatever it is for doing that mission daily.
Those daily points add up after 2 weeks. Depending on
Fix the bug where sometimes Dr. Destroy would idle around and not attack in the robot factory lair. I wouldn't have minded that one.
Cool. I know. Okay, guys.
They have a monologuing.
Hold on. Let's go jump him. Doo-doo-doo. This is great. We're beating the shit out of him. He's not doing anything. Get him. He's just walking back and forth. This is great. Oh, fuck. They fixed the bug. He's beating the shit out of us. Back up. Let me fix it. This is bullshit. Call the rest of the team.
Enemies in the Vibor Bay graveyard for the Stalking on Sunshine mission no longer give standard rewards when defeated.
Wait, which mission?
Stalking on Sunshine.
I know this mission.
Stalking on Sunshine.
And the Spellbinder's listening. He's going like, great, now I got another song idea.
There it goes.
Powers.
Where's that?
Players who have any munitions power. Huh?
Wait, where's that?
What am I waiting?
Go ahead. What? Evan Brooks. He should, you know, never mind.
Players who have munitions powers will get a free respect because bullet hail submachine gun. Increase target cap on bullet hail and submachine to 5 from 3. Cost on both powers has gone up due to this. Extra bullets advantage renamed Boogeyman and still grants bonus damage against feared targets.
Wait. They renamed Bullet Hail to Boogeyman?
No. Extra Bullets Advantage is renamed Boogeyman.
Why?
That's what I am.
That makes no sense.
Assault Rifle, increased tap damage. Cost has gone up slightly.
Hey, wait a minute. I got logged out of that. I got logged out of COH. What the hell?
You stood for so long without making a move.
I was reading that thing. That took forever.
A two-gun mojo. Fixed a bug where two-gun mojo wasn't getting a full 30% bonus when within 10 feet of the target with the close the gap advantage. Known issue,
so
the damage variance on two...
Sorry, I was going to say, so it's only like one-gun mojo?
Nah. It's a bit high right now, meaning you'll see very high and very low hit, but the overall damage is the same. This will be fixed next week. Lock and load, remove critical chance effect on this power. This power now affects stacks of Furious on you and keeps them active while the power is active. Fix the bug where the breakout damage was not scaling with rank. Rocket, cost and damage increased, cooldown increased to 20 seconds. Now requires fully charging the power. Tap target cap increased to 7 from 5. Now knocked down targets. Concussive advantage increased knocked back distance. New advantage 2 applies 3 stacks of Furious on you.
Okay, I got some good news and bad news. One, I'm in the game.
What's that?
But I can't get to. I'm in Atlas Park 2. Atlas Park 4, where you are, is full.
Hey, why not come to Millennium City too?
I'm on Rensen too. I am in Champions Wrestling.
Are you the one who was just saying that you couldn't get to where you were already at in that other game? No.
Hold on.
I'm right next to you.
Matt,
I'm the short-looking Captain America.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm City of Heroes. In City of Heroes, I can't get to Atlas Park 4.
Okay.
I'm in Atlas Park 2 because Atlas Park 4 is full.
All right, I'm coming to you.
Okay. Maybe that's why people...
Now, I want to point out, and Shortbus knows this, I get picked on about my computer, how it can't handle a few things. I'm running two games with no problem.
I got your back on this one.
All right.
So, Matt Viking can now see the bushes and balls. But anyway... You know,
I'm not
he
trying
is a guy
to log
like
in.
Just sort of stand there, and if you jiggle the air around the internet around him, it'll sometimes disturb his ability to broadcast stuff. So the fact that he has to come to you makes you look lame, and we don't even know.
The reason he has to come to me is because the server he's in is full. They won't let me go to him because it's full. No matter what my computer does, there is a cap limit on the server. I have the world's best computer. It's not going to let me in that server. There's too many people in it.
Well, the thing is, I'm standing there and I don't see a whole lot of people, so I'm wondering how
I've
been saying it's full.
That's what I don't get. We were just there.
Computer has extra duct tape and stuff on it, thanks to Ehrlich.
That's what I don't get is we were just there, and there was nobody there. So where was everybody?
Well, Castle Talk, Alan, Clarence, and Mad Viking and Panda are just hanging out here in Millennium City.
Yes,
where all the cool kids are.
You know, so the 6.5 years I was in Paragon chat, he didn't bitch once I was doing it over here. Now that City of Heroes is live, now he's complaining left and right.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
You talking about me? I don't see anybody else around here, so you must be talking about me.
Yeah. I said those complaints at you three times.
All right. Ding! All right, to your respective corners. Anyway.
Cut me.
Also with Champions, there's a 20% costume sale. There's another case of Where's Rain.
And I just want to say something, like the boots for the High Noon and the Spurs look cool. You know, and if you don't already have access to the cowboy boots in game, I don't know if they were like part of a set or if it's just something everybody gets or something, then you might want those. But at the same time, if you got the other ones, you're fine. You really are. The Spurs option, that might be a foot accessory. So if you wanted to have Spurs on a boot other than cowboy boots, because they have those built in, then you might want to get that. But I don't know. They look cool. They probably got some nice uses for them. If you want to, spiffy up a little bit. The hand cannon things they got, though, that stuff looks cool.
Yeah, I like to look at those hand cannons. So.
Yeah. And from my own experience, now is like the good time to do High Noon. Like today, tomorrow, Saturday, because what'll happen is, if it's been like all the other High Noons, by the time you get around to Monday, people are going to be tired of it. Nobody's going to want to do it anymore. And you really got to have a lot of people who know what they're doing to do it. Because then what'll happen is, because it's basically a huge open mission that needs like everybody involved. Like you got to have a full zone for it. And you got to have people on the towers, and you got to have, who are killing off the stuff that's trying to attack the tower so you can turn off the switches. And you got to have, you know, tanks and healers and all sort of stuff. And you know, people got to be kind of working together. But if people, like, get too focused on events that aren't necessarily the objectives in the mission, for example, when the little mini-bosses show up at the tower and people basically go, ooh, must chase that, and then, like, neglect all the other stuff that spawns, then the towers get overrun, and people are like, why did our tower get overrun?
Oh, I remember that mission. Yeah.
And they wonder why they failed. It's because, like, well, you focused on the wrong thing. You know, I've seen a lot of runs where, like, people will be doing the towers, then a lot of the DPS will break off and then go and kill off the mini-bosses real quick so everybody gets that extra bit of Snake Gulch bucks. But you're just really doing a disservice if everybody who's at a tower goes after the mini-boss. Let the tank or whoever, you know, can mitigate the DPS, get a hold of that, and, you know, and but still keep killing everything else. You run out of everything else, and then, yeah, go back to killing that, but as soon as the things start spawning again, go kill those other things, then you can go back to ASCI Oakley or Fritzy Doss and, I don't know, some Viper guy in a suit or something. I forget what the hell it is. Yeah.
Now, I will say that area does have some missions, and a whole lot of people kind of, like, either bypass it or just don't do it because, in other words, just basically they don't even know that it exists. And if memory serves right, you got to go into Bell's Bar to get a couple of them to get going.
Yeah,
right.
Well, actually, that's actually one of my most favorite areas for leveling up. Like, even if I'm in the mood to, you know, just do grab alerts the whole time for leveling up, I will take a break around level 17-ish. And head over there and knock out the entire series because you talk to Tyrone Donaldson, you talk to Brandon something, and they send you out to go do things. They'll even tell you when to go see Belle Steele down in her saloon and get her a couple missions. And then you go see the lady off to the side of the open mission there, not the currently the Snake Gulch thing, but the other open mission, and she's got an alimony thing that she wants you to go do, and it's hilarious because you end up going to talk. Like, I think we missed something with Stan and Lou by not doing this thing and having them go. I mean, seriously, maybe we need to backtrack and have them go get the alimony. because it is a funny mission because you talk to a female robot, and then you go over and you
right.
talk to one guy who you can't attack or anything. You got to, like, hit him with a you know, keep questioning him type thing, toggle interaction or whatever, and then eventually he'll be like, fine, and then you get to fight him. Then when you get done, I'm sorry, you know, this is a spoiler show, so what the heck.
Yes.
Then you take it back over, and then she's like, you know what, I don't want the kid anymore and all this other junk, and the kid is an action figure that she gives you. She wants you to babysit so she can go shopping or something. And then she's like, what the hell did I just do? Yeah. And then also
funny.
Part of that mission.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I keep
there's
getting that mission,
a lot of good
and I'm like,
over there.
I keep getting that alimony mission. I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing? I'm like, this is ridiculous. I can't find the guy, the deadbeat, that best. But anyway, Short Fuzz, this is our spoiler radio episode. We could talk about
all
those movies that, like, no, we can't talk about that. Bullshit. Tonight, we're talking about all those movies that people say, no, you can't talk about them yet. Screw y'all, we're talking about those movies. Hey, what did you think about the ending of Avengers Endgame?
I loved it. I have to admit that, like, after it was done, because there was, like, a sense of finality to it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh my God.
And again, you know, this is a spoiler thing. I feel weird about to say this stuff. Tony Stark, dead. Captain America.
Yeah.
Traveling back in time to live his best life, I'm guessing, with Peggy.
Okay.
And, you know, just living out the retirement.
Black Widow dead.
What's that?
Hold on. You know,
yeah,
Black Widow dead.
I kind of wonder if he's dead, or just kind of dead. Because
it's
one of those things that involves
bring
it's
back.
Marvel. It's Marvel.
Yeah.
Well, but they tried to bring her back. They tried to bring Gamora back. They couldn't. But hold on. Here's the thing about Captain America now, that whole scene with him and Sam Wilson. And Bucky tells him, go over and talk to him. And
like Sam's not sure if he take the shield, and Bucky looks over to Bucky, and Bucky smiles and nods at him. Like him, like Bucky and Cap or Steve had this talk already somewhere, either before he left or he ran into Steve previously. You know, like,
or maybe
sometimes
he just agreed.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems he knew everything that was going to happen in that meeting, in that conversation.
I want to say this. I only have one problem with the Falcon getting the shield. One problem.
What?
How the hell does he fly carrying that damn shield around? Because that's got to be some weird air resistance and you know.
He puts it on his
back. That's the only thing I don't get.
It was in the comic book.
I've seen ones where he's got his wings out. Like,
last year.
Yeah, he's got his wings out and he's holding it in his hand, and I'm just like, that don't work that way. Yeah.
Well, maybe he has some training from.
Other than that, I think it's perfect.
All right, I have a working theory on that. I have a working theory on that. My thinking is that he has some influence. He had some help from Zoltan of the Hawkmen from Flash Gordon. That might have helped get a little training.
Maybe. Yeah.
And Hawkman!
Maybe it's something to do with vibranium and Bernoulli or something. Who knows? Anyway, what I wanted to say earlier, though, was that there was like this sense of finality, just this like the finality of the whole damn thing. Yes, there's more Marvel Cinematic movies coming up and more shows and all this other stuff. But at the same time, it's like, okay, when Game of Thrones ended and people were talking about wanting to go to get therapy and stuff, it was because they were pissed with how the thing ended. Like, man, this is some bullshit.
That whole last season was horrible. That whole last season was horrible.
But
that season finale, they mailed it in. They mailed that fucking season finale in. That series finale is like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. But with Avengers,
I mean, my stepbrother
with Endgame,
watched
the
it.
Way that ended, I had this kind of like feeling of like, man, dude,
that was
that's
great.
Like, over.
Like, dude, I was happy. I was content. It was like that was the 10-year journey, 11-year journey you took us on.
Yeah, but at the same time,
it's
over.
It's like
drained out.
Oh man, it's like, all right, now what's the next group gonna do? Because
man, you ain't gonna let me finish nothing, are you?
Go ahead. I'm
just
sharing my opinion because I agree with you. Go ahead. I'm not done. Go ahead.
Dane, back to your corners.
Goddamn. No.
Go ahead.
Like, I'm still here.
Go ahead.
I got this feeling of just like, of like, it's over. There's no more. It's like when you have that realization when you finish high school. Or you, I don't know, you know, maybe other people got something similar. So you retire from something like the military or whatever. And you just realize, holy crap, this part of my life is over. I had that kind of a feeling. I even talked about it in my therapy session. And, you know, I had to wait, though, until my therapist had seen Endgame. So we just had a, yeah. You know what I mean? Just that kind of, that's
it's
something.
Like, I'm paying you $150 an hour. You're still not telling me about this until I see the movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's a $30 copay, but anyway. it's one of those things where you just kind of, it left, you know, yeah, I know there's more, but it's going to be a while before we see something like that. And like you were saying, Pogo, man, 10, 11 years in the making of just this amazing journey. And so many crossovers, so many other things. Let's get back on track, though, there. You said stuff now. I'm done.
All right.
Here's where I jump in with
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
I mean, not Homecoming, Far From Home. Because they are introducing the multiverse.
Right. Hold on. And they saved that preview until if you waited long enough to see Endgame, they show that preview right after Endgame. Because there was
they're doing it now. They didn't do it at first.
Well, when I finally went to see Endgame, they showed it. No, I saw it twice. The second time I saw it, they showed it afterwards. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No, that was
so they're bringing.
They didn't do it at first.
Now, if they're bringing in the multiverse,
yes,
I wouldn't mind. You know, on TV, if they want to add it, give you an new TV show. What if? I would love a What If TV show.
Yeah.
That could be fun. I would love it as, well, you know, I'd love it as a Netflix kind of thing. And they just, like,
yeah,
you know, do some of the What If stories from the, you know, original stuff. But, like, you know, just produce them, whatever. Tell me some stories. I want to see, what if Doctor Doom became a hero? What if Aunt May become the Herald of Galactus? I want to see the adventures of Golden Oldie.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those great things. Yeah.
What if the Beast kept mutating?
What if Dark Phoenix? What if Dark Phoenix has died?
There was a really lame what if that was just like, I almost think it was like when the writers were, you know, discussing what they wanted to do. It was like, what if instead of killing this character this way, we killed him off this way? And it, like, made absolutely no fucking difference. Other than maybe the people wrote it. You guys are all hard up. I mean, can't you just do some, like, you know, some of the other what-if stuff, you know? What if Captain America didn't thaw out until later? They did that one. Yeah.
Now, the question is, though, of course we will know there will be one steady person through our hot show. That'll be Uatu the Watcher. Who would play Uatu the Watcher?
Oh, what's her name? From Doctor Strange.
It, what?
I'm kidding.
Tilda Swinton?
I'm kidding.
I mean, honestly,
I'm kidding.
It'd be more of a somebody's got a voice Uatu. I kind of picture Uatu being more makeup or loaf, as they talk about on a Greatest Generation podcast.
Wait, didn't they introduce them already in one of the movies?
They were at the ending with Stan Lee, and Stan Lee's talking to them.
Yeah, in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
When
Rocket and whoever else were in the ship and they were making all the hyper jumps, one of the places they went past was Stan Lee, dressed like an astronaut, talking to a bunch of them.
Right, okay.
But they were not voiced.
Yeah. Right. But they were there. And I think they were just like, you know, generated computer
CGI
stuff.
Yeah. I would like to nominate, and this will give him a little forgiveness for being a part of the second Fantastic Four movie, Lawrence Fishburne.
He could do it.
Morpheus. He was the voice of the Silver Surfer.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, was he? Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
The Rise of the Silver Surfer, not the worst of the Fantastic Four movies. Nope.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back into...
Not after Crash Test Dummy Doom.
Oh, God, no.
That was some weird shit. Anyway, spoilers! We can talk about Captain Marvel, too. Right?
Yes, we can.
Yep,
yeah.
Because Rain seen Captain Marvel. She says we can talk about it, even though she's not on. Or is she on and she's on hold?
Podcast,
no, she's not on hold.
Spoiler one. Yeah, this is a spoiler one. So, yeah. Okay, actually, you know what? Because actually something that happened in Captain Marvel made me think of this. Back to Endgame. I think it's interesting the way that they're kind of keeping Loki alive.
Yes.
Because, that whole, when they travel back in time, and he manages to get a Tesseract, or the Tesseract, and makes his escape.
Yeah.
So there's like another divergent timeline thing going on. And then, of course, they went back in time and did another thing with Tesseract. But that also means that, like, Loki that we see at the end of Thor Ragnarok and at the beginning of Infinity War is not the same Loki. Because we're
right.
seeing a Loki who's basically trying to escape being, incarcerated. Versus a Loki who I think in many ways redeemed himself. I mean, yes, his ego was still in play. Here I am, your savior, you know, kind of thing. There was a lot of goofy stuff there. But, you know, when it came, you know, down to it, he was in it to win it. Or he was in it to, you know, help the, you know, reestablish, Asgard. With New Asgard in Norway or wherever the heck they put it at. And speaking of things in New Asgard, I just want to say what they did to Chris Hemsworth for that movie.
God
damn. It was a while before I stopped laughing. That was just too goddamn hilarious. And I'm referring to, Thor let himself go.
Yep.
Drinking it just too much beer or something, playing video games.
And ice cream.
That was
ice cream, beer, and video games. Yep.
Sounds awesome, though, doesn't it?
I think he had chicken wings, too, in that. I think he had chicken wings in that bowl.
Oh, probably. Yeah. And
they could have been going off the old Odin, where the old Odin was a bit on the chubby side. Not the new Odin where he's old Odin had some pooch.
Well, yeah, but he's older too, you know, by millennia kind of thing, because Asgardians age slower and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think they just wanted to, you know, have some fun with Chris Hemsworth and a fat suit, I guess, or something. It's just too goddamn funny. I loved. There's just so much that was going on in there. I thought the fight between Black Widow and Hawkeye to basically say, "No, I'm gonna be the," you know, it's like, "I'm gonna kick your ass, I'm the one who dies." That's a weird way to look at a fight.
I remember one person.
Who's
going
to
be?
Remember one person saying, "I'm kind of waiting it to happen on YouTube." After that big scene where everybody's coming in, all the people that are dead, they're all coming back in, and you see the Black Panther's army coming in. And the army of sorcerers coming in.
Guardians.
He goes, "Is that everybody? You want more? I'm waiting for someone to add in, you know, via using clips
Howard
from the other
Duck.
Movies. Add in Daredevil. Add in Howard the Duck. Add in the X-Men. Add in the Fantastic Four." They go again. You want more?
Add in Harry Potter while you're at it. Here comes Harry Potter
and Ryan and Ron.
Yeah. Add in the Transformers. Kick some butt. Yeah. You know, bring in the, you know, hell, let's make it even topical for today. Bring in the invading Normandy force. There we go. Yeah.
There we go.
And
I got to say, though, that was like just like, oh, this is going to be a big fight scene.
Crap. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And, of course, right before Cap looks around, and finally, after they tease it at the end of Age of Ultron, he finally says those two words.
Checkmate.
Anyone? No. Avengers, assemble.
Yeah. That was pretty cool, too. Something else, though, that are like, okay, remember when we're watching Age of Ultron and they got done having the party, they're sitting around. And it's like, if I can pull the hammer, I get to rule all of Asgard, right? I'm going to reestablish Prima Nocta and all that sort of stuff, right? And then Chris Evans, Captain America goes over there and you just hear, like it moved a smidge, like what's going on there kind of thing. And then, like, you know, as soon as we see the hammer, you know, just come into the scene, it's like, well, wait a minute. Thor usually calls that damn thing. Oh, no, he did. And like, and it was like, oh, shit. You know, I kind of expected, you know, if that happened, maybe Captain America would have more, I don't know, magical Thor armor kind of thing going on or something. But, you know, whatever. He's got.
No, we will not have Rob Liefeld cap armor.
Right. I just thought that him and I took my nephew to see it the second time, and he's not realizing, like, dude, look who's wielding his hammer. He goes, oh, man, that's so cool. He goes, oh, my God, that's so cool. Like, he just realized Captain America is wielding his own shield and Thor's hammer. Even Thor realized
that.
I knew it. Even Thor realized he's worthy.
On the other side, though, there really isn't much of an Asgard to be ruling over anymore, other than, of course, the new Asgard that they set up there in Norway or wherever.
Right. Well, that is, from what I heard, is based off a storyline from the comic book, but it was a different town altogether. But he decides to let Valkyrie be the leader, and he goes off to be with the Asgardians of the Galaxy, which is an actual comic book.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I gotta say,
great,
Tessa Thompson, I think that's her name, Valkyrie.
Yes.
She's great. I like her.
And as a matter of fact, they're such a great acting duo. They're going to meet, they're going to pair up again in Men in Black International.
Yeah. Looks like it'll be fun.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the MCU.
Okay. So, one of my complaints that I had about Captain Marvel was that I felt like the story was more about what happened between, like the end of Captain America and eventually like Iron Man, I guess you could say, the 2008 movie, or maybe Avengers 2000, because we're basically seeing what happened to the Tesseract. Is what a lot of the story was, and how did S.H.I.E.L.D. end up becoming what it is, kind of thing.
Right.
I felt like that detracted from the story of Captain Marvel. I'm not saying it wasn't cool to see Phil again and see Nick Fury. So originally Nick Fury lost his eyeball in World War II, and, he was in Nick Fury and his Howling Commandos. I don't know about all the different other ways and stuff. Is that how he was supposed to lose his eyeball in some recent other telling where the Forkin gets a hold of it?
This Nick Fury is supposed to be that Nick Fury's son.
Okay.
So it's not the original Nick Fury.
I was just wondering if there was another story out there that's like more recent or something that talks about, just like in the movie.
I don't know if they updated it.
So who knows? There may be a Nick Fury movie in which Samuel L. Jackson meets his dad, the Hoff.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
That's right.
That made the TV movie.
I just want
David
to say,
Hasselhoff.
Losing his eyeball to the Forkin, I felt like that was kind of cheap just because... I always felt like that one story that Robert Redford, I think it was, in Winter Soldier.
Right.
He was telling about how, Nick Fury came in and did this thing and saved all these people, blah, blah, blah. I kind of got the impression that maybe Nick Fury lost his eyeball in something like that to lose it just because the cat scratched him in the eye. Kind of weird.
The original Nick Fury had an injury in his eye that in time it lost sight. I do remember having some old Daredevils which told the story on that one.
So maybe this one, he still had his eyesight, and then he officially lost the eye from a gun, from the gunshot wound with that, with Robert Redford's character. Robert Redford's character.
Yeah, but yeah. The Florkin was funny though. I mean, yeah. I have to admit, like, I'd forgotten about the existence of a Florkin. Like, I mean, 13-year-old me knew that stuff. Like, many years later, me was just like, what is it about a Florkin? But it was just funny to see, you're putting a muzzle on a cat, really?
Oh,
okay. And I still have the argument. I still have the argument. Disney owns Marvel. Disney owns Star Wars. Why did they have to change the cat's name from Chewie to Goose?
Hold on, Med Viking. In the chat, the chat room, Wolflord666 talking about the multiverse with Mysterio. Said this goes back a bit. Says, remember, the one talking about the multiverse is Mysterio. Do you want to believe Mysterio? Is he even Mysterio? So is there an actual, you know, is there an actual, is there, is he actually from the multiverse? Because Mysterio is basically one of Spider-Man's villains. That's what I was wondering about when they talked about
Mysterio is illusion powers. He was like a prop guy or something in a movie thing.
Right.
And he made some really good stuff.
He's one of Spider-Man's villains. Right, but he's also one of Spider-Man's villains. He becomes a like a bad guy. So is he even really?
Yeah. I'm sure that it's there to fool the people who aren't us. Yeah.
So.
So I wouldn't buy off onto that. We'll just see what the heck happens when that comes out there. I think you know, as far as like today's show and stuff, the big takeaway is there's that trailer out there that if you haven't seen Endgame yet, holy crap, Tony Stark is dead, and a lot of people are missing him. And you've got Happy, who doesn't seem happy at all, and Peter, you know, kind of like, what do we do? How do we go forward on this thing? Does Happy tell Peter that he loves him 3,000? I don't know. Maybe not.
Don't know.
Oh. Oh, this is interesting. I just read this here on Newsarama. DC Universe Swamp Thing canceled.
What?
Just as the premiere started 6 days ago, they have canceled Swamp Thing. They're just going to have one season run. And even then, it's shortened from 13 episodes, from 13 to 10. This was on the DC streaming.
It was going to be on that DC thing, wasn't it?
Yep.
Wait. So DC, after all this hype for Swamp Thing, they canceled it after one season?
That's it.
What the hell?
Has not commented on this report. No reason for the quick cancellation. However, earlier this year's reports indicated that the filming was put on hiatus and the debut season shortened from 13 to 10.
So 10 episodes.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I hope you enjoyed episode 1 of Swamp Thing. You got 9 more. That's it.
That's it. So, do we even bother watching it? Oh my God.
It may earn Firefly. Infamy, you know, we want more. No, not gonna do it.
I don't think so.
Nope, not gonna happen.
Yeah.
No.
Firefly was Firefly. You know, that was Joss Whedon. That was a bunch of talented actors. Good writing. Good everything.
It was just Fox Network. Fox wanted why don't we have 10 billion fans watching this show right now? It takes a while. Nope. Cancel it. That makes no sense.
Um, something I was thinking about as I was driving back from school today. I was thinking back the Constantine show that they originally had. I mean, I love the fact that Constantine has been in the CW stuff and he's on Legends and junk.
Yes.
But, like, it just really annoyed me, and I see this every once in a while with a show that I'm binge-watching where you see this just long, convoluted plot and the fact that they kind of want to take their time to get to these things, and there's all these meaty little bits that they're letting out, just, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, and then just get to the end, like, in Constantine, basically, like, oh, there's all this stuff that they're doing. Mysterious stuff. And then when they know the show's canceled, like, in a period of, like, two or three sentences, this one angel guy just tells you what the whole plot was. And you're just like, man! Like, you could have just, you know, told me, like, a smidge of all that, and I'd be good, but
yeah.
The whole damn, yeah, well, there's the story. There you go. Like,
yep.
Something else I was watching recently, a show called Penny Dreadful.
Oh, I love that
seasons.
Show.
It was a Showtime show.
Yep.
It was pretty good. But then, like, they just
yep.
got to the end, and it was like, well, we got to finish this somehow. And,
yeah.
well, we'll just tie up everything in one fight.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Which,
it was like, all of a sudden,
yeah.
boom, it's over. I was like, what? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Other news.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
What you got?
What? Go ahead. You said other news.
Do you
want to
talk about Lord Michael?
No, this is about Marvel Studios executive vice president of production, Victoria Alonso, in which during an interview about Captain Marvel's home video release, she's asked
okay.
about the future of the X-Men, and
yes.
here's her thing. I don't know where the future is going. It's funny that people call it the X-Men. There's a lot of female superheroes in that X-Men group. I think it's outdated.
Oh, for fuck's sake, don't name that group.
So
well,
the X-Men name, the X-Men name is outdated.
Yeah.
That's the name of the superhero group. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about X-Force, X-Factor, X, I don't know, whatever.
No, Deadpool already got X-Force. Well, had X-Force.
But I'm just saying,
okay,
there's all these other... God damn, I just had a flashback there to the early 90s and being at the comic book store, and it's like, well, I guess I got to get all these X titles so I can keep up with the
oh,
opera
yeah.
that's
oh,
going on there with all the damn mutants.
Yeah, I remember when it went from like 2 books to 10, just like that, and one of my friends complained. And I'm like, you're buying all this Image crap. It's not crap, it's good. Really? Really?
Yeah. It's drawn by Rob Liefeld. No, it's not.
Yeah.
I said this. I bet you 10 years from now, you're not going to be able to sell that box of books. Sure enough, 10 years later, he goes, yeah, do you want to buy these books for me? No. Take it to a comic book store. Let's go to a comic book store. Let's see what they say. We went to 5 different comic book stores. You know what they said? They laughed
How
in
many,
his face and said,
I was about to
they
say
said, you couldn't pay me to take that from you. And so finally, I said, okay. I know.
Well, hold
why.
On, hold on. Spawn, you might have gotten some money for Spawn. I'll
he,
give
oh, no,
that.
That's the, ready for this? That's the one book he didn't buy. You know why?
He didn't buy Spawn.
He was racist,
what
and he didn't like
hell?
The fact he was racist. He didn't like the fact the main character was black. I was like,
are you
goes,
kidding me?
Spawn. This,
well,
what
tell
me?
Him
goes,
to go get a tiki torch and blame, you know.
Yeah.
Liberal.
And that's what he told
I don't
me. Said.
Know.
He said, you know what? He said, now if you had Spawn in there, you could sell that. He goes, you know what's funny? If you had like Spawn from MacNag, Spawn is worth more than all that. And I got back to the car, and me and a friend of mine, because we had the Spawns from back then, I still have all my Spawn. Got back
uh-huh.
in the car. We waited. We wait till we got onto a major highway, and we started laughing our asses off. Go, sure. Like, oh, but you don't want... Like, you bought everything, but you had 2 copies of everything, but because you're a comic book collector, and you yell at me because I buy this because I read them. Yes, and by reading them, I know what's good and what's not. And I could tell by reading those image books, they sucked. Okay?
And here's Mordecai's point on the X-Men thing. And it's kind of stupid. It's like saying Earth shouldn't be called Earth because it's made of two-thirds water, so it's outdated.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Wolford. Oh, his previous comment. Here come the X people. I added in the do. But he's right. Yeah, come on. What? What the hell?
Well, I wouldn't get too hung up on it.
No, they're not going to change it. Marvel's going to be like, okay, you want us to do what? Yeah, we're going to leave it on Uncanny X-Men. Actually, with issue 21, I heard they're going to end it in it doing a 6-part miniseries, House of Powers, something or other. I forget what they're calling it. It's going to be a 6. There's going to be 2 6-issue miniseries, one for the heroes, one for the villains. And then I don't know what they're going to do after that.
It's the Secret Infinity Crisis 0 hour.
No. It's just these 2 6-part miniseries, and then I think they're going to bring everything back. I just went today. Basically, by the time I got back, my mom had her dialysis, so I was sitting there with her. She wasn't feeling good. My stepdad had to run out to the store, so I was just sitting there with her. We both fell asleep. She had the AC, and I was like, it's so comfortable. And before I knew it was like 5 o'clock. I'm
while we still have nine minutes, we should mention this here. Today on June 6th,
early in the morning,
DJ Princess Softlips, the dad passed away.
Yes.
All of Paragon Dawn, Dawn Radio, Defenders of the Galaxy, Paragon Radio are there for Softlips and her family.
Friends and family.
Yep.
Yes. All friends. Yeah, you hang in there, kid. We got your back. That's got to suck. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I was going to mention in the beginning, but we just got caught up at.
We got caught up in this right away. But you know, on this day in history, I think it was 1941, July 6th, June 6th, rather.
Why are you asking me? I'm not that old.
Our history buffs. Hello, June 6th, 1940-ish.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to, like, on the drive to school and back from, all I'm hearing is people talking about the invasion of Normandy. Remember I mentioned earlier in the whole thing?
So it is.
Because we were going to add 1940 Normandy into the Avengers Assembly.
Right. So it is the history of D-Day, yes. When the Allied forces invade 1944. Thank you, Wolford. 1944.
Yep.
Knew I was off 1940. Didn't sound right. So 1944, June 6th, the Allied forces invaded the beaches of Normandy. And World War II.
And I understand in some places they are showing Saving Private Ryan because it starts off with the invasion of Normandy.
I bet. You know what? I'm going to put my TV on right now and see if it's on. I know today on one of the HBO channels they had a marathon of Band of Brothers, which was a very good series. I bought the book ages ago, and I just never got around to reading it. It's down in a tote I have downstairs, and I just kick myself for never getting around to it. But it's the book that the series is based off of, The Men of Easy Company. Let me see. I'm checking all the pay cable channels first we have. I'd be shocked if it wasn't on. You know what? I bet it's on TNT or TBS. It's got to be on one of those two. Yeah, Band of Brothers is still on. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, is on right now. Wolverine is on FX. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, is on TNT. The Wolverine just started 24 minutes ago on FX. There it is. AMC, Saving Private Ryan. It ends at 11, and a replay starts at 11 p.m.
There you go.
There you go. Good call. Good call.
And then just watch the first part of it, and then you're good.
Damon, it ain't about the invasion of Normandy anymore. You'll see the invasion of Normandy. You'll see what we're talking about.
Kind of sounds like Full Metal Jacket. The first half of the movie, that you're good after that.
Yeah.
Like once they actually obviously watching the whole movie is not a bad idea, but I think that's partially to show the contrast between how we treated going into the Vietnam War, because we thought it was going to be a lot like winning World War II was, with a lot of shock and awe.
Right.
We're going to go in. We know exactly how the enemy's going to behave. Everything's already established. We just got to do this sort of thing, and we're going to win. Whereas in Vietnam, the same sort of tactics did not work. It was a different type of theater. The enemy was basically acting like George Washington did during the Revolutionary War, where all they had to do was wear us out by hiding and popping out, hiding, you know, just constantly doing that over and over again, so that basically we got to a point where we were tired of being over there in that war. And because you have that sharp contrast of the masculine identity of what it means to be a Marine and training up to that with what actually works over in Vietnam, or in this case, the fact that it doesn't work, that you're basically killing kids over there who've got guns and trying to take some sort of solace in that idea that, yes, we defeated this enemy, but it wasn't at all like what we had envisioned back in training or when we first signed up. So that's why you got to watch the whole damn movie. But I totally understand the idea of, you know, once Gomer Pyle's dead and shit, yeah, well, we can turn the TV off. Go watch something else.
Yeah.
I ever mentioned that was a bit of a film bump?
I can tell. I have it on right now. I have it on. I just like the who's in this movie. If you watch the movie long enough, if you watch the whole movie, just the cast of who's in Saving Private Ryan.
Well, you got Groot.
Yep.
Yeah, Groot, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Matt
Damon.
Wait,
Loki.
Vin
the guy
Diesel.
Who played Loki in the little play that was in Thor Ragnarok.
That's Matt Damon. I love how you're giving the characters they played in the MCU not their actual names.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny?
Like, Sergeant,
Damon,
I am
but
Groot.
You know
go over there
Matt
and
Damon,
take care of that sniper.
Hold on.
I am Groot.
Matt Damon, but in the credits, he went uncredited. He wanted to be uncredited. It's like, wait, isn't that Matt Damon? And you can't find him in the credits. Purposely wanted to be left out
and
of the
credits. And it's also another Hemsworth playing his brother, basically.
Yeah. It's one of his brothers playing. Yeah. It's like, what?
Some funny shit. That's what it all is. Well, hey, are we getting close to the end of the show?
Oh, we have
yes, we are.
Left. Right as soon as you asked, I heard 90 seconds left.
Which means this thing's going to hang up on me automatically.
No. We're going to an after party. We're going to go into an after
it
party.
It will still hang up on me.
Why? It shouldn't.
You go talk to your tech support. They might even be there today. Oh, wait.
Okay, really quick. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Next week, we will be back on our regular night, Friday night, 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern. But we're going to scout out a new... which means somewhere in pocket D. I don't know where. We want to keep it safe for everybody, so I don't know where. Just we'll let everybody know before next week's show. Thank you all for tuning in. Watch those superhero movies. There's plenty of them coming out. Oh, Dark Phoenix comes out tomorrow too, by the way. So go check that out. If you haven't, go see Godzilla, King of the Monsters. I saw it yesterday. It was freaking awesome. Watch the superhero TV show. Read those comics books. Mad Viking, you have something to say really quick?
Good night, Gracie.
And we are now heading.
Say good night, Gracie.
Yes.
Good night, Gracie.
Anything you would like to say? Do you have anything you would like to say, Short Bus?
Rutabaga, kumquat, asparagus.
Oh, we're on the after show. Too long. All right, we're on the after show. And you didn't get disconnected. See that?
Give it time.
We are in the if you get disconnected, it usually takes an hour.
It did last
hour.
Time. It said, your show is over, and it hung up on me.
It went an hour. That's why. Because the last time we did it, it went an hour. If the after show goes an hour, it automatically hangs up.
Ah.
Now, it's warning. It doesn't go, 5 minutes till we hang up. It just does it automatically. The last time we did that. But I can't hang on an hour tonight. I have to get up early tomorrow morning. So, if you're listening in, you're either listening to the replay on Dawn Radio, or you decided to find the link for this week's show and decided to take my advice and just listen to everything because you couldn't tune in live. Either way, thank you all for tuning in. As you know, this is Spoiler Radio. Let's see. Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Rosebud was the sled. Bruce Willis was the dead person.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. I figured that out right away.
Should we talk about some spoilers related to the CW?
What was that?
Because they finished up the seasons of Legends, Flash, Supergirl.
We can do those too.
Arrow.
Let's see.
I'm trying to think
CW.
If there's really anything that's like super spoilerish that we could talk about.
Let's do it. The Flash's daughter. She was actually in Black Sails as a prostitute, a lesbian, bisexual prostitute. She was.
What?
Flash's daughter. Don't you remember the Starz show Black Sails?
Oh, I never saw that. I was like, what are you talking about? Excess is just horrible.
The actress who played Flash's daughter this past season, she was on the show on Starz Black Sails. On that show, she played a bisexual prostitute.
Sounds
hot.
She
was hot on that show. I was like, wait a minute. I know who that is. And I looked her up and was like, holy shit, that's her? This weekend, there was an episode, and she's on it.
Oh, I got a spoilery thing. It's a little Easter egg-ish. Okay, so
okay.
Flash, and they're showing, everybody kind of doing their thing or whatever. And we see Ralph looking through some potential case files and stuff. And there's Sue Dearborn.
Which is his wife.
Sue Dearborn. Yeah. So it's like, all right, cool.
Yes.
Oh, that reminds me. Pogo, did you fully see the whole commercial I gave you last week?
Yeah, I saw that. The only thing I wish is it was in English or subtitle or something. Yes. That was awesome.
But
that should be the official.
I don't care if it's a commercial. That's the ending.
A lot of people said that. I saw that. In English, people said, that's the official ending. We don't care. That's it. That's it. That was so fucking cool. Short bus, because she don't want
to get to him, Matt. They escape Venger, but Venger sneaks in, so there's a bit of a tease.
There's a Brazilian commercial for a Kia car, and it's basically the ending to the old Dungeon, a live action ending to the Dungeons & Dragons cartoon, where they all come back. They make it back. And it's fucking awesome.
Who did it?
Cinco,
out of the sheer luck of presto hitting the GPS.
Yeah. This was awesome. It was such a, it's a quick 2 minute, what, two
and it goes, we'll say a minute and
oh
a half.
My God.
Just so sorry, you've been saying.
It's just fucking awesome. It's in Brazilian or Spanish, you know, whatever. Brazilian. Well, yeah. It's not in English, but it's just like, holy shit. I'm like, please, somebody just translate it. That is just fucking awesome. Oh, that commercial is just full of goodness for the win. All right, since we're just sitting here by ourselves, we're going to head over to Pocket D. Do we have a shortcut to Pocket D?
I'm going
to
go ahead and hang up.
Oh, you're going to hang up?
Good night. Good night, Gracie.
All right, thank you. Good night, Gracie. All right, good night, Shortbus. Thank you for calling in tonight, sir. Have fun over at Champions Online. I'll be over there sometime this weekend. All right, that was Shortbus, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you want to head over to Pocket D?
I got to turn off one game, so.
What's the easiest way to get? Do we have a teleporter from the basic at the Pocket D?
Yeah, you can go through the base. But I have the port to Pocket D. All you have to do is stand in Pocket D for an hour on the game.
Oh, okay, I didn't do that yet. So I'm going to go do that now. You know me and Pocket D. I try and avoid Pocket D like
mm-hmm.
a plague.
And where does it send you? Send you to the tiki, 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 tiki room in the tiki, 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 tiki room.
I like the tiki. I know. That's where it always sends you, right by that door. I like that room. I think that's where we should have our show. We should do it up on the stage where we can hang out. But I don't know if everybody has access to the tiki room, so... All right, let me go find a teleporter. Oh, if it's not this one, well, that's weird. Because Perez Park, Peregrine Island 2, Pocket D 2. I guess the first zones were all full. See, I can't believe Pocket D has like two zones. See, that's why, you know, that's what sucks about trying to do a show. When we have limited zones. Or, you know, too many zones. All right. See, now I didn't. I logged. Where the hell am I? Okay, I have no idea where I came in. Crap. Okay, I am. Right now, are you there? Hello? Are you there? I just realized I don't hear you. Although I don't hear Mad Viking. That's funny. All of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, I don't hear Mad Viking. No, he's getting in touch with me. It hung up on him. All right, folks, it hung up on him.
All right. Well, we're not going to talk. So we're going to scout out Pocket D. So thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you next week for another episode of Paragon Radio. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And have a good night, everybody.